Here on the bottom of Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, the last line, just to recap. So there's a machlokes Rabbanan Rabbi Meir legabe the kiddushim of the entire bread line, and according to Rabbanan, there's one kiddush is done before the levisha. One is done for the levisha, and one is done for the pshit, taking off the clothes, putting on the clothes. And according to Rabbi Meir, both are concerning the levisha alone. So it comes out that according to the Rabbanan, differences are at the beginning. According to the Rabbanan, that you don't since it's done also for the pshita, you don't do a kiddush for taking off your big dechol when you start. So there's only, for the first tefillah, there's only one kiddush. And according to Rabbi Meir, though, since it goes on the levisha, and you're putting on now for the first time the big day zahav, so you do two, because you all levisha you do two. So Gemara said, Bishlam of Rabbi Meir, Hainu Mishkachas La. So it works out fine that you have Asara Kiddushin, right? Because for the five tefillahs, each change of clothing, you put on always for the levisha, just twice, so 2 times 5 is 10, everything's good. El Rabbanan, Tisha Habu. Problem is, you only have 9. Because for the first levisha, you didn't, for taking off the big dechol, you didn't do. Because for taking off, you don't do. And, off, because it's only big dechol. And therefore, for the first tefillah, you only did once. So you have the first tefillah once, the other four, you did two. So you have 4 times 2 is 8, plus the first one is 9. So you're missing one of the kiddushin. So the Gemara answers, Amr lech Rabbanan, kiddush basra, ki pashe, the big day kodesh, v'lavish, big day chol, v'avid lehasam. So we have the tenth, that at the end of the, if you take offer pshita as well, you do a kiddush. And since at the end, when he's finished off his avoda, he's left in his big day zahav. So when he takes them, the big day kodesh off at the end, the big day zahav, so then he also does one last kiddush, and that's mashlim, that makes it the 10. Rashi, asara kiddushin lechamesh tefilas. There's 10 kiddushin for 5, excuse me, for 5 tefilas. I just tisha habu. There's only 9. Chasera late tefila rishona, right? Chad kiddush is missing the one of them. As we said, taking off the big dechol, you don't do a kiddush for that. So Malach Rabbanan, they would answer, the Kiddush Asiri HaChaserakam, the missing 10th one, is Kiddush Basra, is at the end. Because Gemara Avodas Kol Hayom, who poshed Big Day Kodesh, Velovesh Big Day Chol. When he takes off, finally, at the end of the day, he's finished all everything, he's taken off his Big Day Kodesh, to put on his Big Day Chol, there's your 10th, Avid Lehasam, he does it over there, because Shabbat Lifshot Big Day Kodesh. The Lidi Dan, which is like the Rabbanan, Sfir Lan, Kiddush Chad Abshita, Vechad Alevisha. Because they hold one for taking off, one for putting on. So therefore, at the end, there's also a taking off the big day kodesh. The Rabbi Meir, you don't have to come on to that. Lo makadesh midi sharei eno ba alil bosh big day kodesh. But according to Rabbi Meir, that you don't do one for taking off the big day kodesh because he doesn't hold for taking off; he only holds for putting on. And therefore, everything works out. Okay, new brisa tan rabbanan. So this, we're going to bring a pasuk, Ba'aron Eloha Moed. This pasuk is referring to after he's done basically it's called the Avodos Pnimios. That's when he puts on his big day lava, the main avoda on Yom Kippur, and he sprinkles the blood in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Eichal and does the Ketores, etc. So after this, it says, Ba'aron Eloha Moed. So Gemara asks, Lama Huba, why is he coming into the Eichal? He already finished the avoda. So what is he doing coming into Eichel again? So the Brisa learns out, Eina ba ella lotzi as the kafa machteh. So he's going in again now back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to take out the kafa machteh that he was using, that he put down between the staves of the Aron, right, for the ktoret. So he's now going in to take it out. That's what the pasuk's referring to. Shekol or Vechol, different gears. Haparsha Kula Nemra Ala Seder Chus Mi Pasuk Zeh. Because in Acharemos, the Psukim that go through the Avoda, everything is written in order, as he did it, except for this one. This one Pasuk is out of order, taking out the Kaf and the Machta, is not written in its right place. Okay, why? Because he takes it out really after the he does his ale, the ale of Elam. That's when he really does it. But yet in the Psukim, it's written earlier. It's written right after the Zavodas Pnimios, as we called it. So it's out of order. My timer. So why is it this way? That it's that we do it differently than it's written in the Torah. So Amar of Chista Gemiri, it's the Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, that Chamesh Tfilos Vasara Kedushin Tovel Kohen Gadol Mekadosh Bo Vayom. Vehi Kesidran Lomashkakas Lehu Ela Shalosh Tfilos Veshisha Kedushin. So the reason why it's done differently, it's Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, is because if we would just leave it as we would do it as it's written in the Torah, the Konda Psukim, we would be missing two Tfilos, which would mean each tefillah we said is two kedushin. So we would be missing two tefillahs, and therefore four kedushin. Therefore, we'd only have three out of the five tefillahs, and only six out of the ten kedushin. And we have a halacha mishnah: you must have five tefillahs, ten kedushin, and we'd be missing. We'd be chaser, and that's why it has to be that the psukim are out of it's out of order, and it's really done the taking out the makdan at the afterwards. Okay, so now we have. Quite a bit of Rashi here. He's going to go through the cheshbonos, like why we'd only have three and not five according to this order. Okay, so let's have a look at Rashi. It's mentioned in the psukim after he finishes the aktara, matan damim parvetayir, still involved with the avodas pnimius we call. So lama hu ba. So why is he coming? El eichel. Well, so now was it? Then he goes. He comes. What is he coming for? Why is he coming to eichel? Already gemar gavodas. He finishes the vodas. So apa mikrezel lo pirish ma yasel l'sham. And besides that, it doesn't say in the pasuk either what he's doing. He says he comes. Ooh, to what? What is he doing? Okay. Eino ba el lo tikafu machte. The answer is he's going into the kosher gedashim, and what is he doing? He's taking out the kaf and the machta sheniach ben abadim that he puts between the staves, as it says, v'nasan esaktores ala eshech v'gomi. Shekola parsha nemru hamikros al seder avodos samischal fotzkes sidran v'parsha kach se sidir avodasam, because the whole all the psukim is written are written in order according to as they progress over there according to the seder of the avoda. Chus b'mikrizeh, except for this one pasuk stuck there in the middle early in the wrong place. Shekasa fotas kaf v'machta im avodas pnimios. It's written l'gabei these avodas pnimios. V'lo hivsik avodas elo ve'ela am bin time. In other words, it's not really it's where it's written in the Papsukim. There's no he doesn't bring the ale and the and his ale and the ale in the middle, but really lemaisa he does because the taking out the kaf nachla really afterwards. But yalo lichtov b'tchila, so therefore it should have been written first. B'yatzav asayes olatzo etc. That did bring his ale ve'ale am should have been written first, as it really is. It really does happen, and only afterwards ubako hein lotziat the kaf nachla. V'achar kach kupasha to big day abad v'nicham sham v'achatzit tosero b'mayim v'levashas big at big day shmona big day shmona was his eighth the big day zav shal kol hashana and then v'asah hamusafim v'tamich ben abayim. That's how it should have been written. So my time. So why is it this way? Tzarich lafzik be'elo ve'ela'am be'novalos hayom v'otzat kaf machter. Now, why don't we do it just like it's written? Right? Why do we do it out of order and take the kaf machter, which is written earlier, and we're really doing it later, afterwards, after the elo ve'ela'am? So Amar Rav Chisda, because we have Halacha LaMoshe MiSinai, and that is, what is that? That we have Chamesh Tfilos bo b'yom on Yom Kippur. And if we're going to leave it as the Torah has it, Shalavodas Ksiv Mikrezeh, as the Psukim. So therefore, Lo Mishkachas Le'ela Shalosh Tfilos. This is important Rashi for this. Here we're going to see exactly why we would only have three and not five Tfilos if we would go according to the order as the Torah has it. So he explains. Achas l'tamich shachar. So first comes he puts on his gold clothing, starts the avodas of the day, right, and he does the tamich shachar. Va'achas beino uvein avodas hayom kulo im otas amachta. Now, is this had it been written? Had we been doing it as it's written in the Torah? So then comes the afterwards all the main avodas pnimios, right, in his big day lavan. So that's it, and including hotzas kaf u'machta, if the way it is written in the Torah. So that would be number two. And then after that, vachas bein hotzas kaf u'machta le'elo ve'elam. And then after he finishes that, the way it's written in the Torah, then he would switch it back into his gold clothing and finish off the day. and do everything else. Elo ve'elam b'mehem ha'musafim ve'tamid shel ben arba'im. He would finish up everything else. So basically, we only have three. He puts on the big day zav to start. There's korban tamid. Then he puts on big day lavan. There's all the big day lavan things. All the main avodas, the penimios, and then back to the gold clothing. Finishes off the day. All the other korbanos, and that's it. So there's only three changes of clothing. Three tefillas. And of course, six kiddushim, because each one has two. But fikach tzarich lafsik elo ve'el ha'am bein avodas hayom. That's why we have to create another two tefillas. So therefore, we stick in between the elo ve'el ha'am bein avodas hayom, between the avodas hayom latzad kafu machta. Right, that we do avodas hayom, the inner pnimios, and then we stop, do the elo ve'el ha'am. And then go back again into, it has to go back now again into a Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now you switch again, so you gain two switches of clothing, two tefillas. V'otzas v'hotzatan tafsik bein elo ve'elam v'tamichol bein arbaim arei chamesh. So now we've got our five house. So tamichol shachar, again he's going through all again. We have the first again, tamichol shachar, where is his big day zav? And then he switches to his big day lavan, and there's avodas hayom big day lavan. And then now we add, here's the out of order, we go now and do the elo ve'elam. Now he's switched for that to his big day zav again, so that's number three, alo mizbeach chitzon. And then he's going to have to get the kaf now, so now he's got to switch back to his big day lavan, so that's number four, and goes in otzas kaf umachta big day lavan. And then he's going to finish off the day with musaf and chamer tamid ben arbay, so now he's back again, number five, to his big day zav musaf imet tamid shal ben arbay big day zav. Okay, let's say there. So there's the Ramban asks, so why did the Torah do this? I mean, it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, it's not like a gzeirat Ramban or something like that. It's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you have to have five kiddushin and ten, as we said, five tefillas and ten kiddushin. And the way it's written in the Torah, it doesn't work. Right, so you have to switch it out of order in order to. So why didn't the Torah write in the right order and everything's fine? So so he basically says that the that it's written in this manner because that's the Torah does that sometimes. It wants to finish off an inyan, and since the avodas pnimiyos is all done on big day lavan, so it wants to finish off everything to do with the big day lavan. Therefore, it throws in out of order really the taking out the chafu machta, because that's like finishing off those internal avodas, and then it goes on. And the way it's written, it's not how you do it, but how it's written is written mentioning finishing off those avodas, and then. And then going weiter. Whereas that's not how it's actually done. That we have halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's the Ramban. Okay. Next. Now we're going to bring a makor for the tefillas and the kiddushin. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So keep in mind we're going to bring two makoros. Keep the names in mind because we're going to go back to them. So we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. So the first is Rabbi Yehuda. Minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asar kedushin shetofel kohen gadol u'mekadesh bo bayom. Where is the source for the five tefilas and the asar kedushin? Tamu lomar uba aron el ohel moed u'pashat et bigdei habad. Right, this is the pasuk we were talking about before, right? To take out the kafu machta uba aron el ohel moed, and then it says u'pashat et bigdei habad. He takes off his bigdei habad, which is the bigdei lavan. And afterwards, and then v'rachat et besoro b'mayim, that's tefila, and b'makom kadosh, v'lavash et bigadav, and then he puts on his big day zahav. So here we have a tefila, right, in order to put on the big day zahav. V'yatzah v'yasah, and then he goes out and he does the olaso and olasam. So what do we see? L'alamadata, the fact that he washes, in other words, goes to the mikveh toivos before he puts on the big day zav. So we learn from here, lamadata shekol mishana mi avoda lavoda, meaning from big day lavan to big day kodesh. In this case, taun fila, you need to do tefila. So that's his source.
We used it before for berachat as kiddushin and
rabbi. We're gonna see. The Gemara is gonna talk about that again. Okay. Now comes another makor, and that is Rebbe. So Rebbe says, "Minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asara kiddushin shetovel kohen gadol mekadesh bo bayom." Also, same idea. We're a different source, though. Where do we have the five tefilas and the asara kiddushin? Shenei Mars, it says a different pasuk. This is talking about the pasuk when after he's makriv the korban tamid, and now he wants to come to do the avodas pnimiyos. He has a change from his gold clothing into his lavan. So note that this is the opposite. It's going to be significant a little later. This is the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda brought a source to go into the to put on the bigdei zahav, and he's bringing the other way. The source is to put on the bigdei lavan. Okay, so where do we know? So he says from when he comes to Amar, when it comes to putting on the bigdei lavan to do the avodas pnimiyos, it says ksonis bas kodesh yilbash u'michnas seibad yu avosaro. He has to wear the bigdei lavan u'avnei bad yachkor mitznefes bad yitznot the bigdei kodesh aim. These are the four bigdei lavan v'rachatz b'mayim es besaro u'levesham. Ah, so he has to go to the mikvah ulevesham. He has to put on go to the mikvah in order to put on the bigdei lavan. So what do we learn from here? That the fact that he's doing this, lamana tashakola meshanam yavoda lavoda tavon tefila, similar like we saw before. Just again the opposite clothing, and that when you're switching from avoda voda, in this case putting on the bigdei lavan, you have to have tefila and veomer bigdei kodeshem hukshu kol megadim kulan zelazet. This will be explained later what these words are extra coming for. Okay. V'chamesh avodas hein, and there are five avodas because it says mi'avoda l'avoda, and there's five each time you have to go to the tefillah, and there's five avodas which we've seen, right? And they are now the Gemara says them out. The number one is tamid shel shachar v'bigdei zahav, and then he has to switch to avodas hayom which are v'bigdei lavan. That's number two, and then number three is elo ve'elam. That was the out of order thing, right? Elo ve'elam v'bigdei zahav. That's number three. And then he switches out. He switches back to Bigdei Lavan, Kafu Machta, with the Bigdei Lavan. That's number four. And finally, he has to switch back to his Bigdei Zav to finish off the notice of the day, Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, Bigdei Zav. Okay. Okay, Rashi, V'lavash es Bigadav, Shmona Bigadim Miyuchadim Lo, Kol Yimas HaShana, those are the main, the regular Bigdei Zav. Mi'avoda L'avoda, Mi'avodas Pnim L'avodas Chutz, in this case, from going from his linen clothing to the Avodas Chutz. The Huadin, Mi'chutz L'pnim, the other way is around as well. And the Kaman Messiah Milsa, we're gonna finish it off, explain the rest later. Uktani Chamesh Avodas Havu, Hare Chamesh Tfilas. So we have Chamesh Avodas, therefore we have Chamesh Tfilas, one for each one. Ktonish bad kodesh yilbas rachatz b'mayim, says Rashi, harei kashu mishanam yavodas tamid, when he's switching from avodas tamid, lachil avodas ayom, to go to do the avodas pnimiyah, shehi pnimid, k'dixiv, as it says, basre v'lachachas shnei asirim, etc., v'kula inyana. And so there he's switching the clothing. V'omer bigdei kodesh heim. Right, so this is, we said, betoch mikreze atzmo lidra. So we have here a drash here as well on the psukim bigdei kodesh, the words bigdei kodesh em. Yesh lecha shalosh teva salalu shein yaseras kulan, ulakami mefarsh my drasha. But later on we're going to explain what the drasha is. Okay, now, the brisa continues. Minayin is also the continuation of the brisa. Minayin shekol tfilo tfilo tzricha shnei kenu. So right now, we brought... we had two sources for the tefillah, right? We had Rabbi Yehuda and we had Rabbi, but that's just the tefillahs. But then we also said there are a kiddush before and after, right, of each tefillah. So now we're dealing with the kiddushi. So we're going to see that this the brisa now is going. This part is going according to Rabbi. Uminayin shekol tefillah tefillah tzricha shnei kiddushin. How do we know it needs two kiddushin? Tamu lamar from the pasuk upashas et begadav verachatz. Verachatz et besaro v'mayim. That's the pesukim. So we learn tamu lamar upashas verachatz verachatz v'lavash. And that's how, we'll explain in a second. That's how we have two kiddushins for that tefillah. So in other words, okay. So now this is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe, he learned the tefillah from, as we said, in the pasuk of Ktonet Bad Kodesh Yilbash. That's that we need five tefillahs. So that pasuk's read now. So he has Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk now freed up to learn the kiddushin, because he doesn't, right, and learn from that pasuk. So he has the ubako el etc. That pasuk he didn't use for the tefillas. Now it's open, so he can. It's extra basically for him. So therefore, he says, yeah, it's extra. Now we need that to teach that each tefillah has a kiddushin before and after. Now, how does he learn it? As the Gemara said, he darshins that the word verachatz, you can read it twice. As if it said upasha, the big dehabad, verachatz. So therefore, we have the, again, he's learning it not for tefillah, that was Rabbi Yehuda. He's learning it for, that the rachatz is kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Okay, not unlike Rabbi Yehuda who learned it for tefillah. And therefore it says that pashat and then verachat. He takes off his clothing verachat. He does his washes his hands and feet. And then you can read that word again. See the drasha again verachat again right at bisarav amayim and then velavash begadav. And then he puts on the bigdei zahav. So we have that word lavash to the rachatz to go after the pshita and before the levisha. And then here we learned that before and after putting on the clothes, you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So that's the limud according to Rebbe. It doesn't say it, but that's Rashi says Rebbe. And then we have Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer. And we're going to see he is holding like, Rashi's going to say later on, like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So therefore, he can't learn it the same way because he needs that pasuk to teach me the tefillah, right? The din of ubalo amoy. Where Rebbe's learning the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, he's holding like Rebbe Yehuda that you need it for the tefillah. So where are you going to learn kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? And so he learns it from a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? Ma b'makom she'ein taun tefillah. As we're going to see, Mina Torah, and that is during the whole year when he goes in. You do. We've learned earlier. You need a tefillah, but that's only Midivrei Sofrim in order to remind him of the Tuma Yeshana. But Mina Torah, there's no tefillah during the year, and still Taun Kiddush. Yet the Torah says you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, as it said, B'Uvar Maloam Away to Bekarvas Tamel Mizbeach Yerchatzu. The pasuk says so. You need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim during the rest of the year, but you don't need tefillah. So Makom over here on Yom Kippur Shataun Tefillah, where you do need tefillah, as we've learned, right? You need Chamesh Tefillah, so you need tefillah. So Kol Shukain Eino Din Sheyehe Taun Kiddush. You need Kiddush. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, but imala halan, that's very nice, but if we're going to learn from the rest of the year, that's only kiddush echad. You only wash your hands once. So how do I know that you do nida twice, though? So afkan maybe be kiddush echad, maybe only once. Tamu lomar, uba aharon eloha moed, uba shatet be'et es big dehabad asher lavash. So again, we're going back to that, the pasuk where Rabbi Yehuda learned. And this is like within the Rabbi Yehuda Shita, who learned actually the tefillah, and we're using that pasuk though to make a connection between to learn the extra kiddush as well. And as it goes as follows: Ba'aruno Elohim Oed Upashat Abigdei Ba'asher Lavash. And the Gemara asks, Ma Talmud Lomar Shalavash? Why does he have to say he takes off the clothing that he wore? Well, of course he took off the clothing. Elamai, or he took off the clothing he wasn't wearing. Right, so why does it say matam alashel lavash? Klum adam poshed el amashel lavash. Of course, he's taking off what he wore. So El is coming to teach me lahakish pshita lelavisha ma lavisha taun kiddush. Just like when you put on, which we learned from the Kal v'chomer, right? That from the rest of the year that it needs kiddush. So too, when you take off the clothing, excuse me. Also, you take off the clothing because with the hekesh taun kiddush, you need kiddush as well. Okay, let's see Rashi. V'chamesh tefilas hein. So this chamesh tefilas hein is atzia the Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda, both that we said before. The chamesh, everybody holds this five tefilas. Okay, tamulom v'pashat v'rachat. So hachmilsa Rebbe kamala, as we said. So that before that, the first limud that was Rebbe that was saying it. The gamar tefilas mivarachas b'mayim d'ksiv the big day lavan. Because he learns that the tefillah is from the pasuk v'rachatz b'mayim that says by the big day love, and therefore va'aitilei haikra, and therefore we have this pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda's pasuk is extra, and therefore he can use that to learn the kiddushin. The v'darish lei the kiddushin. Right. Upashat v'rachatz, v'rachatz v'lavash. That's the limud. Hitil akasu v'rachatz. The pasuk puts that word v'rachatz between bein apashat v'lavash to between the pasuk and the lavash. Litein rechitza l'pshita v'rechitza levisha. Again, so you can use that same that word v'rachatz twice at the end of after the pshita before the levisha, and therefore we learn that you need it for both. Okay, ma malkum shein tone tefila, says Rashi, kol yom asashana, that during the, we're making the kal vachomer, that during the rest of the year, you don't need tefila. Haba lamod, ein lavod, he says, me ein taun tefila, ein minator, you don't need tefila minator, ola midi reisofim, these kortum and yeshav. Minator, there's no tefila during the rest of the year. Yet taun kiddush, tekhsiv, as it says, v'moam alo amoed, v'kar vassam alimis b'yach yachatzu. So therefore, makum shetown tefila on Yom Kippur lekol chalifas begadim, that you're, as we learned, for each of them you have to you need a tefila. So kol shekin, you have to do a kiddush as well. Okay, and we said I my levisha town kiddush the nafkalan mikal vachomer mitfila chilamran, that we learned from a kal vachomer, we learned from the tefila before upashat verachatz. Lo darish Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon shetown kiddushin demibay leil tefila, because he learns it for he needs that pasuk for tefila. And the gear says kishabala hachli mi bigday lavan le bigday zav k'Rabbi Yehuda, because he's only like Rabbi Yehuda shita. Okay, so now the Gemara says, now we're going back to Rabbi Yehuda. So we're just repeating over again the Rabbi Yehuda what he said before. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. And minayin lechamesh tefilas v'asara kedushin shetoveh kohen gadol mekadesh bo v'yom. Where do we know the five tefilas v'asara kedushin? Talmud lomar uba aron elohim oed v'rachatz et esaro v'mayim v'makom kadosh. Halamata shekol l'mashana mi'avoda l'avoda means big day lavan, in this case the big day zahav ta'un tefila. This is a repetition of Rabbi Yehuda we said before. But now the Gemara asks, so fine, Ashkechan, do we see that now when he's changing from big day lavan to big day zahav, the big day zahav, that you have to do a tefila? Good. But mi big day zahav, the big day lavan, minayin. How do we know the opposite? How do we know also when he's changing from the gold to the white? So answers the Gemara, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. We learn it from Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel. He learns it from a Kal Vachomer. What's the Kal Vachomer? Ma big day zahav shein kohen nichnas behem lifnai velifnim yet taun tefila. So when he's putting on the big day zahav, so putting on the zahav is kal because he doesn't go lifnai lifnim with the big day kode, with the big day zahav, and yet it's taun tefila. So big day lava jenichnas lifnai behem lifnai lifnim ain't no dinja taun tefila. So of course if he's putting on the linen clothing, which is he's going to go lifnai lifnim in, so kol shekein he's going to have to toivel for there as well. So the Gemara is Doka, this Kal Vachomer, it's not a Kal Vachomer. Why? Because the Kalamifrach, you can say that the Big Day Zav is not so Kal. Ma, the Big Day Zav, that are actually more Chamor to Big Day Love, and how? Shekein Kaparasa and Meruba. Because the Kohen, all year round, he's wearing the gold clothing. And whereas the Big Day Lavan is only Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash Ukadosh, that's the only thing the Big Day Lavan are Mechaper, whereas everything else is the Big Day Zav. So Big Day Zav is more Chav, more in that respect. So Ella Nafkale, where does he learn it from? The Rebbe. So in the end, he can't learn it from the not a good Kal Vachomer. We schlagged it up. So therefore, he's going to learn it from Rebbe. Meaning, comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, he uses both psukim. One, the first pasuk, he uses the Ba'a Kohen, etc., teaches me the tefillah. But that's only the tefillah when you're putting on the big day zahav. And then he uses Rebbe's pasuk also. Who also had a pasuk who learned, right, when you put on the bit linen clothing that you need tefillah, he uses that one as well. So he uses both psukim, one to put on the gold clothing, one to put on the linen clothing. Let's finish up the last Rashi. Kaparatan meruba shemishamish behem kol yom asashana avalavodas apinim the yom kippurim ena mechaperet el al tumas mikdash kadashav kedamran b'shvuah, as we said. Right, that the gold clothing is during the year is has all the kaparas, whereas here it's only for tumas mikdash. So nafkale mita Rebbe. So where does he learn it from? Mita Rebbe as the pasuk ketones pas kodesh yobash rachatz b'mayim ulevei sham. That's Rebbe's pasuk, and then he has both tefillas for both clothes. No. He learns it from a Kal Vachomer. He doesn't need. We said he learned it from a Kal Vachomer. That's what the pasuk.